This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
Benjamin Mushatama and Palisa Tawo on the move.
Absolutely. I hope you're tuning in on the DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 802, the OpenView HD Audio Bouquet Channel 628, and of course streaming live on www.channelafrica.co.za. Social media trends of 2023. Look, in the past couple of years, every year seems to hold us by surprise, or take us by surprise when it comes to the kind of trends that we see on social media. And usually it seems like it's happening overnight. Well, someone who's going to be helping us take a look and project what some of the social media trends we can expect in 2023. Newly appointed social media manager at Flow Communications, Milisa Sichoele. Flow Communications is one of the leading independent communications and marketing agencies here in South Africa. Well, thank you so much, Milisa, for joining us this morning. It is quite a pleasure. First of all, congratulations on your new appointment.
Thank you so much, Palisa. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Well, it is quite a pleasure, and we look forward to actually having this conversation with you. But before we go into the trends themselves, something that really piqued my interest was you in particular. I mean, being newly appointed as the social media manager there at Flow Communications, also being a bright, black, young woman in such a position. Tell us a little bit, are you excited about your new role? And, what are you expecting from, your time here at Flow Communications?
Oh, you're so kind. I'm really, really excited about my time at Flow. It's really such a great honor and a privilege to be part of the organization again. It feels like a full circle moment because I did start my journey at Flow as a junior journalist back in 2008. And to be able to come back as a young black woman in 2023 in the position of head of social really feels exciting to work alongside such great people and see how we can shape social media and create magic with them. So I'm really excited, and I'm looking forward to a year of challenging myself, of challenging some of our clients, and of just bringing about great and fresh new thinking in the social media space.
Well, certainly during your time in the industry as a whole, you've worked with a lot of big brands, and it seems like you've got the social media thing on lockdown. So certainly we are excited to see what your journey is going to be looking like. And of course, all the best in that particular role. Of course, representing all of us young black women in, big roles, especially when it comes to social media, which is something that is fairly new, space as a whole in marketing. So, what exactly does it take to be a social media manager? Do you have to have, what are your likes like? What are your followers like there on the platforms?
Oh, it takes quite a lot. And contrary to popular belief, it's not just playing on Facebook all day. there's a whole lot of work that is part of it. A whole lot of strategy, a whole lot of writing, a whole lot of fresh thinking and campaign crafting. You have to know about insights as well. How do you write reports for your clients? How do you keep your finger on the pulse? How do you do live updating? But I think a great base to start if you're looking to get into the social media space is to be able to write, is to be interested in social media, and to love it. Because once the bug bites you, you literally cannot get out of it. So it's an amazing and exciting space to get into. And there's a lot of work that happens in the background to get you to be like this amazing social media manager or head of social.
All right. Well, I suppose you're not just tweeting for brands the entire day. There's actually some work that goes into this. But let's speak trends. I'm sure if I say the word trend or trending, it must be one of the most used words around the world for the past couple of years. Everybody wants to be part of the trend. Everybody wants to trend for some reason or the other, some good and some bad. But before we speak about this year's trends, let's backtrack a little bit and take a look at some of the trends that we saw in 2022. What was good about it? What was bad? And what exactly are we taking into this year? And what have we left in 2022?
Cool. So some of the trends that we saw in 2022 that we will take into 2023 is, number one, social e-commerce. And I think you've seen it whereby you're able to buy things on Instagram Shop, on Facebook Marketplace, on product pins, on Pinterest. And this is something that was it's been quite new, like in the last year. And we've just seen that social media brands and people have just been using social media commerce a lot, and people are able to fulfill and buy things online. And this is a great trend that I think that brands should take into account when they are, you know, when they're opening their accounts online, and really go into social media e-commerce and make sure that they tap into it, because you are keeping people on one platform, you are fulfilling, you are getting your sales and your leads on one platform. And another trend that we are taking into 23 is authentic content. So you may have seen that sometimes social media influencers will post content that is not crafted, that it's an ad, and that is a little bit misleading to them. To their followers. So what we're going to see a lot of this year is literally followers calling the brands and influencers out for not posting authentic content. So authentic content wins, because it also gives us user-generated content that brands can use and remarket themselves. And the other trend that you're going to see is TikTok. You know, like, TikTok is huge, and it's not just there for young people. The stats have shown that TikTok is actually way more popular between people in the ages of 35 to up to 65. And the trend that you've seen a lot is called TikTok made me buy it. Mm. So that hashtag and that stamp of approval on books, on products, everywhere you go, if there's something that says TikTok made me buy it, it means that it started trending on TikTok and it's now people are using it. And this is something that you can look forward to in 2023. There's a whole lot of others, but those are like the top three that I'm looking forward to seeing, and looking forward to seeing how brands tap into it and how people that are building their brands online tap into this trend.
Yeah. Well, speaking about, you know, TikTok not just being for young people, I think one of the things that really interested me and had me smiling quite a lot on that TikTok platform in 2022 was seeing a lot of older people, parents, grandparents, people in their 60s, you know, really participating in dance challenges, creating their own content, and seeing just how much young people on TikTok were supporting them. I mean, they've reached numbers that I can only dream of on social media. And it seems like, you know, it's really opening up the space to say anyone can be a content creator. Everything can be content. And look, you're never too old to actually enjoy yourself and have fun using social media. I know that grandchildren have been teaching their grandparents to use TikTok. And look, we've been enjoying it so much. Please continue doing that. Continue teaching your grandparents and your parents to use TikTok, because we absolutely love it. We're eating it up every second. Well,
Benjamin Mushatama and Palisa Tawo on the move.
It's 21 minutes past 10 CAT. We're still speaking about the social media trends of 2023 with us on the line, Flow Communications social media manager, Miliswa Sichwele. Well, let's continue with the conversation. We spoke about some of the trends that we saw in 2022 that we certainly can expect to move on forward into this year. But what are the ones that we need to leave behind, whether they'll be staying or not? But, you know, in your opinion, what should we be leaving in terms of social media trends of last year?
I know this might be a trend or not, but let's leave fake news back in 2022.
Please, yes.
Because, you know, social media is such a powerful tool, and it really, some people don't have the ability to ascertain whether this is fake news or not, and it actually gets shared, and it creates a whole lot of bad animosity with people, and it's very damaging to brands. So fake news, as real as it may look, all those websites that you go into, if you see a website and it says it's BBC and it's like bbc.ai or something, obviously that's fake news, and let's not share that, because with social media comes a whole lot of responsibility. So for me, that's the 2022 trend that we need to leave behind. Let us not share fake news, let's be authentic, and let's double check everything that you're sharing, because you are putting your stamp of approval with it. If it's being shared by Palisa, then it means that you are endorsing that certain piece of news. So as a trend, fake news needs to stay behind. And a trend that we need, that I'm saying we must embrace in 2023 is it's AI. So AI is good going to be huge this year. The machines are here and the machines are here to stay. And, you know, they're not here to take our jobs. I think they're here to enhance the way that we do our jobs. AI is going to help us, you know, in terms of helping people write copy, helping people, there are bots that are going to write copy for you, help you with blogging, help you with, you know, TikTok effects. There's an AI bot that creates TikTok effects, and that's not being done by a human being. And I just think we need to embrace that. Technology is evolving, and machines are here to assist us. So AI is going to be very, very big this year, and that's a huge trend that I'm looking forward to.
Well, certainly one that we're also looking forward to. I mean, technological advancements must happen, you know, as often as possible so that we can get the best user experience. I'll speak for myself and say one of the trends and things that I feel on social media should be left in 2022. And look, be very, very far away. Every time you post something on Twitter, someone comes in with a comment, "Thank you for bringing happiness back to me in the darkest days. During the period I invested 8,000 rand to my greatest surprise, I got a return of 80,000 rand in just 7 yeah. days. Your reliability cannot be compared." At James Aldenson, I really, really, really dislike those posts. I don't know if they're bots or what's going on, but you know, those little promos about, you know, people making miracle money should definitely stay away. And I don't know, is there a solution to actually get rid of these bots and these people who, you know, make these very unnecessary posts and comments under these posts? Please, please let that stay behind. And I'm reading this actually from a post that we posted and someone just commented under that. So this one is in real time. And I definitely would love that to stay behind. Well, one thing for sure, Millie, so for someone who really works with social media, I have to ask this very pertinent and important question. Can you dance? Because it seems like we need to know how to dance to stay relevant these days. How are your dance moves like?
My dance movements are almost non-existent. I always say, right, if I'm in an island and I need to dance my way out, I don't know if I would survive. This is the thing with us social media people. We can make everyone look amazing, but not ourselves. So my dance skills are not as great. I do have a TikTok account, and I always say that when I do launch my TikTok account, I'll do, you know, a dance challenge. But maybe let me challenge myself and do that this year.
Those dance challenges are something else. My teenagers, my son and you know, his cousins were with me this weekend, and look, they were trying to teach me these dance challenges. It felt like I was doing it right, and then I played the video back and I was like, no, I don't think this one is for me. But of course, dancing is quite big when it comes to TikTok in particular, which has become, you know, one of the biggest platforms and one of the biggest ways to connect easier and quicker on social media. So, I mean, what's up with these dance challenges? Where are they coming from? Where are they stemming from? And, you know, how exactly are they, you know, being beneficial for the music industry?
I think that, you know, South Africans love to dance. We love to dance and we love to have a good time. And I think the time that we've been having in the last two years since 2020, we have needed a little bit of comic relief, which is why these dance challenges have been such an amazing thing to see, to watch, from young people to old people doing all the dance challenges. And, you know, I love that you asked that question, because what I love about TikTok as well is that it's exposed musicians to more followers, because if somebody takes your beat and creates a dance challenge, like the first time I heard the song that says "You wanna bamba, you wanna play with the big boys," I heard it on TikTok. True. Then I went to Shazam it. Then I went on YouTube, and I think it can only do amazingly for the artists, because their songs are being used, and they're being used on the right platform with a whole lot of shareability. And of course, I think it will help people like you and I with two left feet to learn to dance a little bit more.
Absolutely. Well, certainly, I completely agree with you. One of you know, in fact, the majority right now of the songs on my playlist are songs that I've heard from social media, from TikTok, that grabbed my interest, and now of course wanting to listen to them more. So that's certainly done quite a lot for the African you know, music space on social media. And well, let's go into some of the new things that we can expect. We've seen some, you know, some great growth in 2022 when it comes to social media and some of the trends. What can you think of that, you know, could be new introductions into social media spaces in 2023?
I think the one thing I've seen as being an introduction to the social media space in 2023 has been the addition of YouTube Shorts. I mean, basically, YouTube used to be all about long-form content, about music and about documentaries and everything. And seeing YouTube innovate in a way that you're able to post short clips that are either 30 seconds to 2 minutes, and I think it's less daunting for people that want to venture into the space to know that you don't have to actually have like this elaborate day in my life video, but you can do YouTube Shorts. And you can actually enter that platform and YouTube Shorts that you can also share on your WhatsApp stories and your Instagram stories and your Facebook stories. So I think YouTube Shorts, I have looked at them and I've played around with them a bit. It's such a nice trend, and to be able to be on such a huge platform, which is the biggest, second largest search engine in the world, and you are able to post a 30-second clip that can be viral there. So let's look out for YouTube Shorts. Let's not sleep on it.
Absolutely. Well, unfortunately, that is all we have time for. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I'm looking forward to in 2023 is certainly making sure that, you know, people manage their social media properly and also are responsible when it comes to the kind of content that they put out there. I'm so tired of seeing people apologize for things that they never should have said in the first place on social media because they have lawsuits coming their way. So certainly more lawsuits for those who are irresponsible with their platforms, please, and more people actually thinking before they tweet and they post anything on social media. Tell us a little bit more about, you know, Flow Communications, how we can find out more information.
Cool. Thank you. So thank you for that. Just before we get into Flow, I always say, my mom always to say that if you cannot put it on a billboard, don't put it on social media.
Absolutely.
Because the internet does not forget. Mm. So Flow Communications is an integrated agency. We are fully remote. We work with UX, with design, with social media, with media training, websites, everything. We literally do everything, and we've got such talented and skilled people. And if you want to follow us, it's www.flowcom.co.za. You can find us on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, everywhere. We are everywhere. If you have to search Flowcom, we'll come up and we'll be able to assist you.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the Africa perspective.